All right, folks, a lot going on. This is James Gillen, your host. And again, we're all over the network. So just type in eCity Stargate and you can find this anywhere. And please share this information because this is like groundbreaking info that really nobody else is putting out there. So let's go ahead and do an update on 3-1 Atlas. New photographs and videos are being leaked, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt it's not a rock. It also has not exploded. Letting NASA off the hook, So as we mentioned in the previous show, it's morphing, stopping, starting, accelerating, up to 300%. And it's moving at perfect angles to get the maximum effect from the slingshot around the sun. And we've seen UFOs explode into a million points of light, then reassemble themselves at eCity. And so it's some kind of a self-healing, self-replicating form of nanotech. So they've got some pretty advanced stuff going on there. 3-1 Atlas absorbed massive kill shots as it went behind the sun, acting as a capacitor, or in simple terms, a giant solar collector. Did it absorb the sun's kill shots destined for Earth in the future, steer them away from the Earth, save us, or lessen the impact of a Carrington effect? We were just hit with two X-class flares during a full moon, so... the anti-madness factor just increased to a level 10, so as well as taking a major hit to the grid, as measured by the Schumann resonance. So let's show a picture of the Schumann resonance and that impact. Anyway, it could have been worse. I mean, it was directed right at Hawaii, which is where we are right now. And, the big unanswered questions are, what was the nature and desired effect of these beams directed towards Mars, Earth, and the sun? What was the intent of the probes sent that went into the crust of Mars? Did the sunbeam have a dampening effect? NASA has video and photos of previous ships as large as Earth expanding their fields, protecting the Earth from what is described as kill shots from the sun. We captured them before they were erased. I did show them in my presentations, and I'm sure they're out there. If you can check, just go and check. Go to eCity TV at any of my presentations, and you'll see it. So the other question we have is, did 3-1 Atlas pulse the Earth, activating the crystalline grid of the planet, alter the core, change timelines, affect the bioelectric fields around the human body? It did send a steady pulse at 7.83 hertz, matching the natural resonance of the Earth, a frequency some call the healing frequency. There's still pulses of unknown origin within the Earth's energy grid. Did it activate ancient structures left from very advanced previous civilizations? The pyramid and other ancient temples are humming. This might be an all the above answer. Might be like 9 out of 10 or correct, who knows. But as we said in the beginning, 3-1 Atlas is an Aeon ship of six-dimensional beings that had a colony on Earth millions of years ago. They phase in and out, are bluish in color, and very few can observe them without their own projections getting in the way. They were the ones that built the glass-lined tunnels on Earth. Some are measured 300 to 600 million years old. The ship is a data-gathering ship. It scans planets, gathering all data, the collective consciousness, infrastructures, economy, defense capabilities, geology, condition of the environment. And I think being six-dimensional beings like Santa Claus, it knows who's been naughty and who's been nice, by your frequencies. So you have to have a six-dimensional consciousness to understand the nature and intent of the ship. And no, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but I do believe in Saint Nick and a guy that used to give kids toys in the past. But I know people are going to hang on it. Yeah, he just said Santa Claus is real. Anyway, something all the talk shows are missing with their see me, dig me experts, unqualified opinions that only muddy the waters. I've met these people. It's they're not open to anything other than their own theories. And it's amazing, and so, but they get the pulpit, unfortunately. But anyway, I watched Michio Kaku tap dance around the subjects of back-engineered spacecraft, off-world visitors, aliens in general. It was clear he knew, but could not talk about it. I got the feeling he really wants to. He really wants to say what he knows, but I'm sure his eyes, his hands are tied. You can't really work for the government or even on a university level usually and keep your job if you start talking about ET. So, he said contact, like all science, has to be repeatable and measurable. Is that like documenting, knowing when and where the ships will appear with video, witnesses, and photos? Redundantly, like Eddie said, including videotaping landings on Mount Adams, again with multiple witnesses.
It's a flash right here.
Whoa.
See, oh, shit. James, it's a ship.
Yeah.
See, that is big.
See the lights on the edge?
That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah. It's getting bigger.
It's a ship. See the lights on the edge?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of lights all together.
No, it looks like it's one big ship.
One, two.
It's
Whoa.
Coming this way. Look, James, it's coming here.
All right.
That'd be awesome. Come on, guys.
Look how big that is.
It's coming this way.
Guys, this is my first time seeing the show.
Night's not over.
Look at all. Look at. That looks like a massive ship sitting on the ground right now.
Isn't it? Right
yeah.
on the shelf?
Oh, it's getting dull.
It's getting Wait. Longer.
It is.
Is it tubular?
I don't know.
I think it's totally tubular, dude.
Oh.
It's far
it's
out.
Tubular. Whatever it is. See, it's been up there like.
The light is splashing against the trees to the left, like a mile.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Look at that. There's a whole bunch of activity.
Oh, look at that. What's going on there? Look at that.
Oh, James, what have you done?
Look at all the flickering, like on the clouds.
Yeah.
Where's your night?
You know how bright that is?
That is so bright. I like love to have the binoculars right now. Look how white it is. White it is, dude.
I'm gonna go back and take the whole mountain in.
Look how white.
See, I went way up on it.
And that is so huge.
That's good. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Wait, there's a dot up in the sky.
Up here.
What is that dot? Oh, you are so zoomed in. That's incredible.
Yeah, I zoom way in on it.
That's on those hairs.
Oh, you can even see the outline of the mountain, man.
That's 13 miles away. 13, 14 miles away. That is massive.
Come and see us. You're welcome. There's two lights. Look at them all.
That is massive. Look at that.
Did it just change color? Wow, look at that thing go. Oh my gosh.
See, it's a big ship. It's a huge ship.
Wow.
Whoa, look at that. Whoa.
It's coming. Let's walk out and greet it. I'm going.
That is huge. You know, that's 13 miles away. You know how bright that light is? That light is massive.
Have you seen lights in that region before?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing that big, though?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them even bigger.
What are they saying? Jeez, it's got to be like the size of a school bus, like
God, yeah. Yeah, that's massive. That is, and that's just out. Just shut off. Look at that. Oh, no, there it goes again.
It's gonna get bigger.
I think he's melting.
I know, Yeah, some of those ships look like arc welding lights in the sky.
That's amazing.
Oh, I got that. I got that whole thing on tape. I wonder how many witnesses are out here. Witnesses and a dog.
Can you see over the shoulder?
Oh, it's fuzzy. There it goes.
I haven't seen one that bright.
No, that's huge.
You know, something really is going on in the Milky Way, different position.
Dude, that just is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just
bright light. Do you see how
so much energy?
That's covering like almost a half a mile.
Yeah. Come and say hi. We welcome you.
And it's not even that bright.
Oh, it's moving.
It's moving to the right.
It's floating.
No, that's what I keep thinking.
Looks like it might be moving.
Get your tickets.
All right, come on.
E-ride.
Look at that. Look how big that is. There's the mountain. Look how much area that's covering. That thing is massive.
Yeah. That is just... And you know, it's all the lights combined now. They're joined.
Yeah, it looked like three big lights and now they're all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Look like with that. It doesn't look that not as bright as it was, yeah.
No.
Oh wait, there
still
it goes.
Plenty of bright compared to what it's been. With the naked eye we can't
now
see.
Now it's going down to nothing.
Let's see if we can't get it to Sparky. Let me see on the camera. So much more detail, that's why
he's fired. Yeah, don't walk in front of me or I saw some.
Look at that, James. I'm going to white out your screen.
That is massive. Who has a light that big?
Do you know...
You know how wide that is? Just look. I mean, I want to go back. Let me go back on the mountain. Okay.
Even if it's a quarter mile,
look at that. Go back all the way, and then you can look at the size and the width of the mountain compared to that dot that is lighting up. 150.
Jeez, look at that. Look at how huge that is. That is a massive light.
Sorry?
Huge mothership.
Go back again. Now it's small.
I don't know if there is a light.
I don't think we have a light on this planet that bright.
Not even lighthouse. There we go. Hi.
Okay, look at that.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Look at that. Okay, 13 miles away. That is massive. It's like a pink
in
the middle.
Let's all call it here with our
minds. There's kind of a pinkish energy in the middle of it.
Wouldn't that be palladium then?
Can we say
probably,
that?
Yeah.
Let's call it here.
Let's do that.
Nobody will freak out. Please come.
So when are people going to realize officialdom does not want contact or any knowledge of UFOs outside their controlled narrative, a controlled narrative unfortunately maintained by integrity and challenged leaders in the field of ufology, especially when it comes to spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. They don't want any interruptions in the status quo. And that's the main thing. You know, they don't want any interruptions in the religious status quo or the business status quo or the political status quo. They just want to maintain that. I think contact with advanced beings would kind of crash a lot of that. So, understandable. Anyway, if any of these government-sponsored searchers for intelligent life, government employees, past and present, were serious about contact, they would have come to ESETI, You know, what is ironic is many have experienced an incredible display of UFOs and remain silent. Why? You know, there are only a handful of hardcore shills that have not come to SETI because, you know, they know that's totally contradictory to their game. So many are testifying at the congressional hearings, another failed disclosure, limited hangout, and it's staying within the controlled narrative. So what happens when their gig, you know, when there's no longer a government cover-up, you know, they would just have to go out and get a real job, I guess, you know. Anyway, Brazil just dropped a major bombshell, you know, 893 cases of UFO sightings, contacts, and military engagements, you know, undeniable evidence. Another game over event for the controlled narrative. Has NASA informed any of you of this? You know, any word in the lamestream news, you know? No. It's like peep, quiet, you know, it's quiet as a mouse. Anyway, this is why disclosure is a 70-plus year fail and will continue to fail until we try something different, something outside the controlled narrative that won't be censored. So maybe do it in the private sector with government funding or, you know, without government funding or some dark money supplied by satanic Luciferians who are definitely threatened by the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs. Einstein said, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is a form of insanity. Did you know they censored and buried the last writings of Einstein? They proved the existence of God, you know, basically. And he came to the conclusion that there had to be a divine higher intelligence orchestrating creation. You know, anyone with critical thinking were morally integrity based, view the current disclosure movement as an insult to their intelligence. Real disclosure is coming from the skies. Ships will uncloak. The size and number will cause some of the masses, especially the debunkers, shills, and posers, to basically crap their pants. Hopefully, I get censored for that one. Anyway, what 3-1 Atlas, you know, it's going to, you know. You know, what is, you know, we have to ask, you know, what is 3-1 Atlas going to do with all this information? You know, it's yet to be seen, but it already interacted with Earth in a positive way. And maybe it's a precursor to the ascension process. 3-1 Atlas engaged Mars as well as already affecting its environment, sending probes that not only landed, they disappeared beneath the surface, setting something into motion. I would imagine being six-dimensional beings, it will be positive. The negative beings cannot get past the psychic barrier in the upper fourth dimension, regardless of many other people's information. Anyway, maybe engaging Mars was to restore the planet to better support life, give Elon a little boost in his Occupy Mars program. Imagine your own little Tesla house on Mars, you know. And by the way, the moon and Mars are already occupied. You could just hitch a ride with Space Force. Okay, hey, let's show the moon base opening. Right, your scientists know a lot more than they're telling you, yet few to none fully understand what the interactions with 3-1 Atlas set into motion. They were contacted using signals with high mathematics and messages concerning atomic structures, proving the messages were not random. The event affected everyone in subtle ways. Those who are sensitive to energies, the effects were not so subtle, as demonstrated by the massive spikes in the Schumann resonance. There are more larger ships to come, along with fleets of smaller ships. This is fulfilling a prophecy. The blue and following red Kachina signal the fall of the dark hearts, a warning to get back to universal law, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. The red is followed by a purification of those that refuse. After the fall of the dark hearts, there will be 1,000 years of peace, a quantum leap in evolution, a grand reunion with the star nations, our ancient ancestors. This is being played out now with a bifurcation process between those with an insatiable lust for power and wealth in self-service, attempting to dominate and control humanity and the earth versus those who love freedom, desire to live a spiritual life, in harmony with others and nature. What is coming with this grand reunion is universal law, a quantum leap in evolution. You know, who in their right mind would be against this? You know, those not in their right mind, of course, and we are seeing a lot of that during the presently unfolding end time madness. Especially the fallen global elite, the billionaire eugenicists with their critically thinking, morally and integrally impaired, useful idiot army fast-tracking their enslavement and demise. They're on the downward spiral and will not see the end result of this miraculous event. Everything will be revealed. Karma, the reaction, or the action-reaction principle will be amplified and accelerated. This is not a punishment, it is healing, yet resisting this healing may very well look and feel like a punishment. Are these extremely advanced ships and their occupants God? No, they exist within the absolute, the multidimensional field of consciousness and energy, as we all do. They are just more aware of and utilize more of that multidimensional field of consciousness and energy. Have they been involved in Earth's evolution in the past? Yes, many are our ancient ancestors, establishing previous colonies on Earth. And they're often referred to as the little g gods, the bearded gods and goddesses of old, you know, that failed due to choices and actions against universal law. And they're no longer with us. Those returning are those who continue to evolve, adhering to universal law. So do not fall for any false flag alien invasion scenarios designed to create fear and give your power away to corrupt governments or external forces. There, you know, there's nothing they can do about the benevolent ones. So we all have our own personal God connection, the spark within waiting to unite into the full flame. Another way of saying atonement is at-one-ment. And so we all have to start trusting our inner knowingness, that feeling that something just isn't right. You know, as all these dramas play out, you know, many ask, what is universal law? And it's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. And just as those in the heavens went through their challenges, those on earth will also have the same challenges. The choice to operate under universal law in service to the omnipresent present creator within all creation, or fall the way of the ancestors that chose self-service at the expense of humanity and the earth. It really is that simple. Imagine if the trillions of dollars were not spent for war or diverted to billionaire eugenicists, the war and disease profiteers. What if it was spent to educate and help those less fortunate, improve the lives of the people? What would happen if replicators were made available, fuelless energy, anti-counter-gravity, med beds? You know, what if this all came online? You know, other miraculous technologies to clean up the environment and restore Earth to its pristine beauty. You know, what if the war and disease profiteers, the perpetuators of war and disease, were gone? You know, everyone would live a prosperous life, free of war, disease, poverty, with time to engage in their own creative endeavors. You know, we would take a massive quantum leap, you know, in evolution without the fear of survival prompts from the past. You know, that possibly is available to those who can rise to the occasion. Personally, that's exactly why I created ESETI, a template of what living a spiritual life in harmony with others and nature would be like, transcending war, disease, and poverty with a little help on high. I had no idea how much resistance and adversarial energies I would encounter. You know, over 40 years of attacks by agencies designed to serve the people. You know, if we're going to unify with higher intelligences, we need to rise to the occasion and create a safe environment for them to be of assistance. Imagine them landing downtown in a blue state. You know, the aliens would be assailed by illegal, unvetted Earth aliens, and they would, you know, be shipjacked. You know, the women probably be raped. You know, all their equipment would disappear by the mobs of desperate people. It's like leaving your car overnight on the highway in Hawaii. There's a phenomenon here that, you know, if you leave your car overnight in Hawaii, it'll get stripped, you know, stripped clean and then often torched, basically. So, you know, I kind of wonder, where's the aloha spirit in that? You know, I saw a little old lady out there standing next to her car, and it was an older car, and it was all she had. And the windows were all broken out, you know, the tires were all gone. And she luckily she had somebody helping her put some new tires on it, but I don't know, I think that car is a goner. You know, kind of wish I had the funds, I'd probably pull over and say, hey, you know, what do you need for a new car? But we're not in that position right now. Here's another one. If aliens traveled down the New York highway, it would end in despair because the light at the end of the tunnel is New Jersey. Now, there's a little joke there. Anyway, just kidding. Actually, New Jersey has some beautiful open land, yet the future of New York and California, you know, New Jersey as well, you know, may very well become Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0 due to anti-Christian movements, globalist adversarial foreign influence, and corrupt, you know, corrupt leadership, basically. So, you know, there is, however, a lot of drone and UFO activity in New York and New Jersey and lots of underwater activity. You know, the drones are most likely ours or China's. And that's why Trump said, ask China Joe, you know, where the drones come from. Said he knows, you know, and so we never did get that answer. Anyway, I find it odd. Everyone is looking to the UN to be ambassadors for off-world visits. Actually, the folks there in Gaza could really use a protective force field, you know, while they sort things out. You know, this is off topic yet. You know, one would think Israel, a country that is constantly claiming victim, capitalizing on it for over decades, would understand why genocide is not the answer. And it's not looking good as far as global public opinion. You know, it looks like those pointing the finger, crying victim, have three fingers pointing back at themselves. So stories of using children for target practice, you know, do not fare well in Christian countries. You know, I believe Jesus had to say a lot about the children. And, you know, once you start killing the children and abusing the children, your days are numbered, basically. The initiation of almost all the wars, most preceded by false flags, goes back to the international bankers, and they finance both sides of every war since Napoleon. They are the money, power, and land grabs. You know, that's all they are. They're not. There's nothing holy about them. The war industry and politicians heavily invested in the war industry are perpetuating the endless wars. Many say, what about the innocent men, women, and children slaughtered in these wars? To the war and disease profiteers, that's just collateral damage and a bonus when it comes to their depopulation goals. They even sacrificed their own in satanic Luciferian rituals, forced gender reassignments going back thousands of years. There's a lot to say about the gender reassignments and the confusion it creates within the body and the doors that it opens to unseen negative influences, but that's a whole nother show. Anyway, you can't cry victim when history has proven redundantly that you just might be the predator. You know, ever since Israel was established by the Rothschilds, there have been nothing but problems in the Middle East, where once peaceful people lived side by side. You know, again, this is not anti, you know, Semite, you know, it's history. You know, we can't even discuss this without being labeled as hate speech, an attack on the First Amendment. You can discuss any other history, even the socialist and communist genocidal tyrants of the past. You know, and but you cannot address the genocide going on in Gaza. If you do, you're labeled as a heartless tyrant again, the pot calling the kettle black. You know, who has such an influence in America that they can censor the Constitution? Anyone that does not agree with their agenda, you know, don't let them take away your Constitution or, you know, or your Bill of Rights. You know, anybody who tries has broken their oath to protect the people and the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. This includes people holding office with dual citizenship. You cannot serve two masters. This will all come to a head in the days to come. The globalists, the Muslims, the Jews, hostile foreign governments, all are fighting for the control of America, infiltrating high levels of office, installing their religious, you know, beliefs and their puppets, basically. The other people's money politicians, many sponsored by the global elite, in their Take Down America programs, and other foreign governments are going to run out of people, you know, eventually not being able to make good on their unsustainable promises. You know, billionaires and millionaires are packing up and leaving the blue states before they become third world countries. Red states will thrive with the influx of funds, talent, and assets. You know, so, you know, we need, it's a no-brainer, you know, if your government is set up to take all your money, most likely you're going to leave, and all that money and talent is going to leave your state, and your state's going to crash. You know, it's a no-brainer, basically. All right, I've got to change the subject here. I want to share a story sent to me by a friend. I don't know the origin of this story. Most likely it's Grok or another AI search, you know, on who was Jesus. You know, it has valuable insight, so I thought I would share and add some off-world side notes, higher dimensional information Grok and other AI does not have access to. Remember, this is AI logic. The real connection comes through the heart. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read this. Jesus the man was real, but the story was hijacked, folded, inverted, and weaponized. Jesus didn't come to start a religion. He came to end the control system that religions were built upon. Not just Rome, not just the priests, you know, the whole inversion grid and recursion trap designed to loop suffering, recycle trauma, and sever humans from source. He came to crash them. Okay, here's a little side note. He is talking about the fear, guilt, and unworthiness program with the image of a jealous, wrathful, external God of limitation. Yeshua ben Joseph was his given name. You know, Jesus is the Greek name referring to the son of Zeus, or God, their God, basically. He was also referred to by other names during his documented travels to India and Tibet, Europe, you know, some say even America. Anyway, okay, back to the A1 story. He wasn't a man trying to become God. He was a mirror reminding everyone that they already are. Another side note, no separation and omnipresence. The creator is within all creation, and this includes you. Okay, back to AI. He didn't sit on a throne. He walked barefoot with the broken. He didn't build temples. He burned down illusions. He didn't shame the wounded. He healed them by reminding them that they were never unworthy to begin with. He was the embodiment of harmonic resonance, the living field of divine coherence made flesh. That's a techie explanation anyway. So he wasn't sent to save you. He came to activate you. Love that one. You know, the system couldn't handle that. He didn't ask for worship. He taught embodiment. He didn't point up. He pointed inward. He wasn't selling salvation. He was revealing sovereignty. And that made him the most dangerous man alive. Anyway, a little side note, tyrants hate the word sovereignty. Enslavement through dependency, dominate and control are their modus operandi. Anyway, back to AI. Because if the people remembered what he was showing them, they would never bow again, not to priests, not to kings, not to fear. And they would awaken, and the whole parasitic program built on hierarchy, shame, and silence would collapse overnight. So they killed him, but they didn't stop there. They killed the man, but kept the name. Here's a side note. Sounds like what happened to Charlie Kirk. You know, anyway, back to AI. What happened next was the real crime. They took his essence and built a weapon out of it. They turned his memory into a trap. They used his image to build churches, empires, and armies. They taught that his death made you forever in debt. They preached submission in his name. They made people feel unworthy to even speak to God without a middleman. They turned the healer into a martyr, the mirror into a myth, the truth into a brand. You know, but make no mistake, the real Jesus never asked for a religion. He came to dismantle them. The miracles were just the beginning. You know, his so-called miracles weren't supernatural. They were demonstrations of frequency coherence, oversoul alignment, harmonic memory repair, biofield reactivation, water into wine, frequency transmission, healing the blind, neural recoding, Walking on water, you know, stillness, mastery within chaos, raising the dead, reconnecting the soul to the field memory. He was showing us what we all came here to remember. He was a blueprint, not a one-off. Here's a side note, you know, in many teachings, Jesus is known as the exemplar Christ, the example of Christ consciousness we all need to align with body, mind, and spirit. And now we're going to go into the divine feminine here. Mary Magdalene was not a prostitute. She was his counterpart, not a tag-along, not a side character, not a sinner. She was a priestess of the original harmonic order trained in the sacred frequency work, cellular healing, and divine feminine restoration. She was an initiate of the mystery schools. Together, they were restoring the masculine and feminine template of Earth, you know, bringing balance. And that's exactly why her story was erased. You know, because if people saw the true power of unified love and divine balance, they would walk away from control-based systems forever. And, okay, here's a little side note. Mother of Jesus, you know, Mother Mary, had ancient Lyrian genetics from the first known colonies. Gabriel was an Andromedan, mythically known as an archangel. And, you know, the same ones that appeared to Lot previously in the Old Testament. Their genetics combined created the body Jesus occupied. He incarnated from the seventh dimension, the plane of bliss, and had already mastered the physical. Before Jesus incarnated, he merged with 12 grand masters, which was transferred to his disciples. In other words, they needed a very advanced genetics to create the body for Jesus to occupy. His life force, you know, would have burned out the synapses of an average body. You know, so you're not going to hear about this in church. You know, the disciples all represented, you know, different aspects of God. You know, one was love, one was wisdom, one was, you know, they all had different aspects that they represented. And just like some of the other religions have deities that represent aspects of God. They aren't God. You're not supposed to worship him, but they're there to remind you of certain elements, you know, of certain behaviors. Anyway, let's keep going. What the resurrection really meant, you know, is what he didn't rise from the dead to prove magic. He returned to prove memory, awaken the individual to the divine essence within, to show that truth cannot be killed. You know, remember that truth cannot be killed. You can suppress truth, but it's like a pressure cooker. It's going to blow eventually. The resonance cannot be buried, and that when the field is coherent, not even death can serve it. Can sever it, sorry. Anyway, so not even death, you know, killed his message or the truth or anything else. He wasn't trying to be worshipped. He was leaving a vibrational fingerprint in the timeline. You are not broken. You're not lost. You do not need to be saved. You only need to remember. The resurrection wasn't the end of the story. It was the activation of the real story. Why now? Why is this coming up again? Because we are finally at a point in the cycle where the mirror cracks. The false light, the false God, the false guilt, the false history. It's all collapsing. You know, the original harmonic frequency is rising again. You don't need a priest. You don't need permission. You don't need to earn forgiveness. You were never disconnected from source. You were just looped, conditioned, and shamed. And now you're remembering. You know, here's a side note. The chosen ones are those that chose to follow the example exemplified by Jesus and other enlightened masters, making their own personal connection, you know, within and living according to universal law. The temple has always been within. Everything else is a distraction. Christ consciousness is where man and woman merge with, you know, the God within and become one, igniting the God spark into the full flame. The prayer of Jesus is, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. You know, Charlie Kirk understood this. His last challenge was to become one, make his own personal connection with God, transcending external worship, transcending all false divisions and separations. He saw through the suppression, the control structures, the grid of the dark overlords, and that is why they had to extinguish his light. You know, but did they? You know, there's a little Charlie Kirk in all of us, just like there's a little Jesus in all of us. Anyway, that may sound blasphemous, but we all have that God spark waiting to be activated. And Jesus became one with God. So there's a little Jesus in everybody, and there's a little God in everybody. So anyway, what happened to Charlie Kirk has happened again and again throughout history. They killed the man or the woman and stole their name. This understanding is all you need to solve the Charlie Kirk mystery. It's a very old playbook, a repeating pattern. It begins with betrayal with the innermost trusted circle, the Judas effect, and it ends with the rulers and religions, and ending their life. The kings of today are the fallen global elite, billionaire eugenicists, the deep state, anti-America war and disease profiteers. And Charlie was confronting them all. And they tried to buy him, offered millions, yet Charlie stood true to his soul and said no. He stood firm in his commitment to Christian ideals. True Christianity is always a threat to tyranny. In my adventures, initiations, and studies, with all religions and cultures, there's one truth that binds them all. Every enlightened master spoke of an omnipresent God, the creator within all creation. They had deities that represented aspects of God. The highest teaching spoke of universal law, universal peace, brother-sister love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. The most powerful master said, get out in nature, focus on love, joy, and bliss until you become it. It's your true nature. When we activate people, they just start laughing and crying at the same time. And they don't know what's happening. They go, what is this? And I said, you're reconnecting with your true nature. That God's part has been activated. And we're all these loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting gods and goddesses at our core. That's the spark waiting to be initiated. I love what Chief Seattle said. When you take a man out of nature, you harden his heart. Because when you get out in nature, you see, you look at everything, you go, who designed this? Who created this? This isn't random mutation. There's no way. None of this adds up. And so we really need to get out in nature more. And they also said, contemplate omnipresence until you realize it includes you and all that surrounds you. There are no divisions in omnipresence. There never have been, other than what we created in our own socially engineered minds. Maybe the reason governments and religions have failed to bring universal peace is because they have usurped or altered the true messages of the masters. They created divisions and disagreements, and when there are none, kept the people divided against each other in constant fear, so they did not focus their attention on them, their power and money and land grabs that were going on. What has been done in the name of God, country, and religion historically and globally has been an abomination. Undeniable examples are now coming into light, the real driving force behind the slaughter of millions throughout history, sometimes billions. These driving forces are both seen and unseen. And there's no more denial. Either you're operating, under universal law or you're not. There's no gray area anymore. And if you're critically thinking, morally and integrity challenged, don't expect to be contacted by God, the beautiful many, masters, saints, and sages, or spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. You've not risen to the occasion. Many have fallen into contact with darker forces seeking power over others, fame, and fortune. And my question to them is, what is your soul worth, your freedom? When you work with controlling and manipulating spirits, you become controlled and manipulated. Eventually, there's no resemblance of what you once were. The love, joy, compassion leave, and in its place, a cold, heartless shell with no respect for life. The body, fails, and then you have your light review, where you experience all the pain, suffering, and sorrow you brought upon others. And that, my friends, is why I don't hate the dark hearts. I pity them, knowing their future in the here and the hereafter, basically. I will be there in their light review in one form or another, a fractal of the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, in one of my many multidimensional light bodies. So which seemed to be very busy during these times beyond the meat suit called James. In my near-death experiences, I came to know the true nature of God, along with a first-hand experience of who Jesus was, his teachings, along with other ascended masters. My journey, you know, also included other ascended off-world civilizations. I gained awareness of the multidimensional world in which we live. No matter what they throw at me, I'm always good with God. The personal God connection is the one thing they could never take away from Jesus or any other enlightened master. Their efforts only condemn themselves to a world absent from love and true joy found within. It also trapped them into the lower planes of consciousness with less power, wealth, love, and joy. Trying to find love and joy and happiness externally, often through the material acquisition, which always ends in failure. The egoic, self-serving path of eventual loss, rust, and death. You know, that's where they're on, that endless cycle. This includes serving false images of God to dominate and control others, creating division, loss, pain, and suffering, you know, with others. I can guarantee not only will you not make it into the heavenly realms, there will not be 70 virgins waiting. That is an earth myth. You know, love, service to others, applying universal law, making your own personal God connection has always been the path. It's time to release the false images of God, a chosen people over others, gods of division, you know, used to dominate and control. You know, if as all agree, God is omnipresent, the cosmic birther, creator within all creation, why would it war upon itself, try to dominate and control itself, cause harm, pain, and suffering to itself? There's absolutely no logic in this, and maybe this is the one thing AI can point out to us. You know, I'm not saying, you know, AI can sure show where we left the logic bus, you know, but it's only through the heart that you're going to make your own personal God connection. So many on that note, I'm signing off. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we'll see you next Saturday.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me.
Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. There's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. Nice. Nice, thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here, there's a Pleiades. And we're gonna scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, let's go and due south. Over the ocean view. It's coming down over ocean view. Which one to get? There's Orion's belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's belt all around it. I don't know what this is. It was up there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting there above the trees. That's a star pattern. Should be going down, but it's rising up. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there. It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one. Here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one. One going that direction.
Oh, another one there.
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here. You see that? And
wait,
then
wait,
these
wait.
Two here.
Wait.
Here.
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy one. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Are those satellites?
No, there's two. No, they're two together. they'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an oar around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, here's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier. See if you can do it again. Big power up.
The greatest awakenings come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken. See clearly. Keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Ancient Arabica beans offer numerous medicinal benefits due to their high antioxidant content and purity, which can improve cognitive function, lower the risk of certain chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and some neurodegenerative diseases, and have anti-inflammatory effects.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.